Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
I would normally say, oh yeah, fuck yeah, but I'm not, because we're supposed to do this radio show at 3 o'clock today, and Novak kept saying, oh, I'll be there within the hour. It's now mid-fucking-night. It's midnight.
I think he meant within the month.
He went to Baltimore and back.
No, I didn't go to Baltimore. I went on 95, right where the Cal Ripken Stadium is. What's that?
The Cal Ripken Stadium. That's basically Baltimore.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
No, it's like 30 miles outside of
Baltimore.
That's
the Baltimore Orioles Stadium.
No, not the stadium. The Cal Ripken Park. It's
Baltimore.
Falston.
You went to Baltimore.
No. I was 2 months behind on my rent, and the guy I live
with. You don't even live there anymore.
Yeah, I do.
You haven't lived there.
I still pay rent.
You've lived with Abby for 2 months.
Yeah, but I still pay rent because
you were buying pills, dude.
No, I wasn't.
Why would you fucking pay rent when you stay there two nights a month?
Because if she kicked me out tomorrow, where would I live?
Who cares? What do you care?
Because I like to have a roof over my head.
Now you're being responsible and you're giving money that you don't even have to people?
The person that lets me live at their house, yeah, I pay the rent.
You don't live at their house. You live at Abby's house. Have been for 2 months.
If I were to get kicked out of Abby's house tonight, I would have a home to go to.
But why would you get kicked out of Abby's house?
I wouldn't, but if anything
but
could
you
happen.
You haven't been there in 2 months, so what do you care about paying their rent?
Because it's my home. In Baltimore, that's my home. Apple never officially said, do you want to live with me? So I've basically just been staying there.
So you're giving them full-blown rent. Well, what about Abby? You're just living there for free?
I pay for everything when we go out. I buy groceries, and every night we go out, I buy drinks and stuff.
No wonder you don't have any money.
I never said I did have money.
No, I know. That's why you don't, because you're stupid.
Okay.
Like, you're paying for all Abby's shit by living at her house, but you're still paying rent in Baltimore, which you don't even live at for 2 months, and you're claiming that you're going all the way there to get... Dude, Novak, look at me. You went there to buy pills.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Do I look high now?
Actually, you don't. But okay. But I believe that you went there to buy pills.
I definitely didn't. Swear to God. Well, it doesn't matter what I swear to you. You're not going to believe me, but I didn't.
Because I know. I know you.
Well, if you see me start to look high, then you can say you're right. But until then, I didn't. And you said I don't look high now. I'm not.
You do look good.
I'm not high at all. I'm not on any drugs. This is my first drink today. No, I had one glass of wine before this.
You look like you gained a little weight.
Yeah, because I haven't been doing drugs. I've been eating my ass off.
He stayed sober all weekend to meet Abby's parents.
Yeah, I went to Avalon. I met Abby's parents, dude.
All weekend,
Look what her dad got me. It's so funny. It fits me to a T. It's one of the saints, but he was a writer. Radio broadcaster and a drug addict all in one, but he was some kind of saint. And then he had
So your girlfriend's father embraces that you're a drug addict?
Yeah, and then he engraved my initials on the back
of it. So how did that go, meeting them?
I gotta say, Apple's mom, she really thinks wants to have sex with me. Honestly, she's dead serious. Thinks
Shut
that
up.
Her mom, like, is into me in that way.
Oh, yeah?
She said it was even weird to her. She's like, I don't want to leave you and my mom in the same room. And I'm like, her mom's old. I would never try to do
How
something
old is
like that.
Is she taken?
The mom? Yeah, she's married to a guy who is in the CIA.
How old is she?
he could murder me with one touch. Like,
how old is she now?
See ya.
She's probably like 50, I'm guessing maybe 55.
You blew the chance of meeting Mama Tut. We were at Tut's house last
time. Oh, really?
We wanted you to come over, but you were...
How is that?
She
Tell me about her.
I asked her after I got off the airplane from Los Angeles. I filmed Jackass 3. I'm done.
You're done finally?
Done.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. Woo! So So
good job.
Tammy picked me up, and we went to Tootie's house. I can't wait to hear this. We went to this bar.
What was she wearing?
I go, does Tootie work here too? And she goes, no, this is where she likes to get smashed.
My mom.
So we go there, we meet up.
And how old's Tootie, real fast?
She's 55.
Okay, yeah. 55.
So she's 55, we're there, we're sipping on drinks. Some drunk-ass girl comes up, starts flashing her titties, then some other girl starts flashing her titties, then a cock ring comes out. They give me a cock ring for my birthday, and it's not even my birthday at all.
It's September.
Yeah, right. but were the girls flashing you, Bam? All of us.
They're just flashing in general.
Okay.
My mom, too. My mom actually was like, put it away, because it was so good.
Your mom didn't do any flashing?
My mom has double D, like, big boobs, 24-inch waist.
Is your mom a hot piece of ass, Bam?
For her age, absolutely.
Yeah.
Really?
She has a 24-inch waist and double
D. Is she still with fucking Dale Earnhardt Jr. the third?
No. Now she's single looking. She has a pool boy.
She's single.
No. She goes, I have to go because my pool boy's showing up. My pool boy.
And my mom always wants to come to her house. My mom was always like, Tammy, please come to my house. And me and Bam are right, like, at her work, which is 20 minutes away. And she goes, she gets Bam and me drunk. And she goes, I gotta go, guys. I'm like, Mom, are you gonna invite us back? She goes, oh, no. My pool boy is coming. And we're like, what?
I hate to say this to your mom, but I'm already envisioning a porno of Tootie and my pool boy.
When we get to her house, finally, at 2 o'clock in the morning, we're like, where should we stay? She's like, well, you could stay in my bed with me.
You or both of
us.
Both of us. Well, where are you going to stay?
I was drunk, so she probably thought I was going to pass out.
She goes, no, you can stay with me.
Yes.
Really? Or you could stay in the guest room, really.
What do you think of this, Chad?
No, back, I was so drunk, my mom knew I was going to pass out, so she...
She was like, because she was trying to feel her tits for, like, the past 30 minutes.
The mom?
No.
They're huge.
No, Tammy's chasing her mom around the room, trying to be funny, feeling her tits, and she knew that she would pass out soon, so she goes, I go, where should I stay? She goes, well, either in my room or in the guest room, it's up to you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, so she said my bed or in the guest room. I was passed out.
Man, you have some good morals. I would have fucking jump on that like fly on shit, man. Fucking A, dude.
You would have. You just met Apple's parents. If her mom
yeah, but
said,
yeah, but her mom. Hey. It's kind of like comparing like fucking
apples to
apples and oranges.
My mom says
your mom's hot to try.
My mom says, look, she goes, I needed two. She goes, I might be a little bit older. She goes, but I needed two. And I'm like, Mom,
I bet
talk
she
about
fucks
sex.
Like a racehorse, man.
Well,
think about it.
Probably.
She's the pizza boy. I heard that for the free pizza. How old's her pool boy? Her pool boy.
Is 28. She won't date. She won't.
She admitted that she needs it.
Yeah, no, she said she needs it. She hasn't sex in like 3 weeks.
She goes, she's asking me who I know, and I'm like trying to think of somebody. I'm trying to think of like single friends and stuff. I'm like, they're all like skater boys and like. Yeah, but he's not going to want to drive to off Jersey. Yeah, but like,
it's not gonna work, Lotus.
I'm trying to. I'm like, babe, dude. I can give you one night stands.
Yeah, Tim would be it.
I can give you one night stands, but I can't give you a relationship.
No, my mom wants.
What about Picasso? Could he be one? You think?
Picasso?
He's dating Mimi now.
Oh, I didn't know.
Can't do that. No, but my mom is serious. Like, she was dating this like. I'm not gonna say his name, but he was like living in her house. His kids would come over her house, and they were all like NASCAR people. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, totally beneath her.
Speaking of NASCAR, is she still with fucking Dale Earnhardt?
No.
What happened?
She dumped him.
No, but no. The other night though, I woke up and she put and Bam's laugh and Bam goes, Bam's like naked in bed, and he's like, "What the hell do you have on?" I have on one of his like NASCAR T-shirts. Like, I was like,
"One
what
of Bam's
is
NASCAR?"
This?
No. One of her boyfriend. Yeah.
Did you see Bam with fucking Dale Earnhardt?
Because she was like trying to get into like sleeping gear, and all she could come up with is a Dale Earnhardt fucking NASCAR T-shirt. I'm like, Jesus Christ, they got to sleep with you with this.
It's like fucking a race car dude driver. So what happened? He wasn't footing the bill.
Well, this is his big deal. This guy has been dating this girl since high school off and on, and he keeps on going back to her. And my mom is like, the only girl that's like taking him in and being like, I love you, I'll do anything for you, and he'll go, well, she wants me back, so I'm gonna go date her. But then she'll be like, well, I'm going at my friend's, it's a holiday, and he's like, don't you want to spend a holiday together? She's like, last time I checked, it's a holiday, I'm gonna have my girlfriend. It's like New Year's Eve, it's a girlfriend holiday, and he's like, but I'm your boyfriend.
This is girlfriend.
So my mom's like, I asked you to go out for New Year's Eve, like, and he's like, well, and she's like, I go out with my girlfriends twice a week. I don't want you to come. I want to be with you. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah. And my mom is so, like, you know, caring, giving. Like, I want to be with you. And he goes back to the old girl. And then he comes back to my mom.
So your mom's
had. And my mom keeps on fucking giving in to him, which is dumb.
Because she's vulnerable.
She needs it.
When you're vulnerable, then, and he realizes that, then you can get away with whatever you want.
But she's vulnerable. And
especially if the pickings aren't great. You know, if you have slim pickings, you're just going to take what you get.
But sometimes guys can do bad stuff to you, and they still fucking talking and doing the, you know.
Well, if you feed into it, then that's what you get.
I know, but like...
I agree with that. Girls feed into shit.
I know, they shouldn't. Believe me.
Exactly.
And there's shit they shouldn't, but they do.
Like, girls are dumb.
My ex would get on the internet, she'd read all this bullshit. My ex-girlfriend would get on the internet, and she'd read all this shit, and she'd be like, I know you did it. And there's like some girl in Kansas that I fucked every time with Sunday. I'm like, I've never even been to Kansas. Yeah. And she swore that it was true.
But you have been to Kansas because I took you there.
Oh, I was making it up. I was making up Kansas.
That was a bad story.
Believe anything she read on
because
the internet.
She's probably right.
Oh, probably. No, but there were some cases where she wasn't, but everything she read on the internet, she believed.
No, but Novak, Tut seriously wants to.
I gotta meet her,
man. No, Tut wants to make someone happy from
I'm dying to meet
Tut. Tut wants to make someone happy from taking care of them.
How old is she now? 55.
Tut is a hot tamale. She wants to have someone take care of
Why? What's the problem? Why can't she get a guy?
Because I think. I don't know. Well, this last guy's an idiot. Well, her husband was like a big business guy, but like she now wants to take care of somebody. She wants to love them sexually, like everything.
Internet dating. What about that?
I told her that, but she has not had a computer yet. But my grandfather just gave her a computer. I said match.com. My stepmom has met like a millionaire, and she just dates twice a week. And my stepmom dates twice a week. These guys, they go out in the city. And they buy her dinner, they have drinks, and they go away together. And that's what my mom... But my mom's too scared to do it, I'm telling you. But my stepmom does it. She's been to Paris.
What area is Tootie?
Blind dates are scary to do.
I know, but...
I've never even done one, but I can imagine, like... You're showing up to a restaurant to meet somebody that you don't even know, and now you have to have a 1-hour date with them or longer.
Yeah, but you can click.
But what if you don't click?
Yeah, but if you don't click,
it's the worst hour. What if it's the worst hour of your night? It'd be the longest hour of your life.
My stepmom has had that.
What do you talk about?
My stepmom has had that happen. She's been like, listen, like, I think you're a really nice guy, but like, we're not clicking. My stepmom says it right off the bat. She's like, I still want to have dinner. Do you want to hang out? But my mom is very particular. But, like, Tootie's
your mom, right? Your stepmom.
No, Tootie's my mom.
All right.
My mom is seriously just, like, make me laugh, make me have fun.
That's every girl wants.
And I will have a blast with you, and just don't be an asshole, and you can have me. That's my mom. Just make me laugh, don't be an asshole.
You make any girl laugh, her panties will come right off, in my opinion.
Because you're a dog.
I've been known to
be. You're a dog in heat.
I've been good lately, though.
A dog in heat.
He is a dog in heat. You're like a bull in heat.
I've been good lately.
You're a fucking bull in heat.
I haven't cheated. I haven't even tried.
I know, you've been good with Apple.
I haven't even attempted.
You better be. That girl is so That girl fucking forgives you for every fucking thing.
Well, I haven't done anything.
Oh, you haven't done anything
You haven't
lately?
Done anything?
I haven't cheated.
We took you to Atlantic City, so I give you $3,000. As soon as I give you $3,000... You flee the scene, you disappear for 4 days,
and then
you leave Apple in Atlantic City alone. You leave her there.
No, she was.
You leave her two hours away from her house.
Pretty crazy.
Leave her fucked. And then when she gets home, she goes, Novak just goes, oh, let me buy you a dog over all this. And then she goes, okay. Then they go try to buy a dog,
and
they don't buy one.
But like, fish.
But like, she's young.
She's young, and she, like, she can feed into his bullshit.
Well,
Cleveland came all the way down from Westchester to Atlantic City, found him on the ground with his money hanging out of his pocket.
No, I was sitting in the lobby and he called me.
No, he said that you lost $500 because somebody took it. And you were passed out with all your money hanging around you in the lobby of Bally's.
Very well could have happened.
How can
No, it very well could happen. It did happen. He told me.
No, the $500 I'm talking about. Like, yeah. Either lost or someone stole
it. No, somebody stole it. Yeah. Because it was hanging out of your pocket.
I had fun while you were walking around a casino.
We can't talk about that.
No, I know we can't, but I had fun while you were walking around a casino. We can't talk about it, but...
Well, let's just say that Sebastian Bach's wife is 47 and she's hot to trot.
She is the hottest woman I've ever seen in my life.
When I met her when they were eating dinner, I didn't think she was that hot.
You haven't took a good look at her.
You haven't took a good look at her. Wait,
she had like brownish hair, right?
She's Indian looking.
Yeah.
Listen to me. She came out with little teeny short shorts, black high heels. She has like triple E boobs. No, double D, like push up, pussy here. She's Indian.
Shit. She didn't strike me as all
she
that.
She is like, I don't use the word beautiful like loosely because I don't. Yeah. I think a lot of girls are pretty. It's fine, but she is
beautiful.
Probably,
is like exquisite. Yeah. Exquisite.
No. She is like probably one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
Let's put it this way: she had Sebastian Bach.
I had Sebastian's box.
No, you had Sebastian's box.
I heard something like that, but I didn't know. Yeah, but
how would you know she was pretty? I heard your face was down in your fucking meal. And
no, when we met her, when I first met her, we walked.
Yeah, we took
in,
you out to dinner. Your face was down in your meal.
When we first got there, they were sitting down eating dinner.
She's so gorgeous, Maria. I love you, and you're.
Adam's
so
not even taking
gorgeous.
You to Scranton. Have
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he called me.
Yeah, he's gone.
He asked me about it. Like,
well, he told me that. He told me a week ago that you're not coming.
He called me yesterday about it.
Because you're too much of a piece.
That. Well, he called him after that. He said he's nervous.
Well,
about
if
it.
You're not doing a radio show, then there's no need
no,
for
we
you
are.
To get an extra 300.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if we are, then we're
doing
it.
I'm doing a radio show.
All right. Well, then if we are, then you are.
Yeah, we're live in Scranton.
I'm just
shout
out to Maria. I love you, girl. You're hot and gorgeous.
Who is? Oh.
Maria.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Sebastian Bach.
Well, every girl in the 80s loves Sebastian.
I was going like,
No, she is seriously.
Does he do Broadway now, Sebastian?
No.
What does he do now?
Listen, his wife blows 20, 30s, and 40-year-olds away. Like, in
blows?
One second. Blows them away. She's prettier
like
than...
she actually blow them away?
No, she actually, like, if you look at...
Oh, like she... out of her looks.
And she's 46 years old, and her looks are, like, better than 20, 30s. And I'm intimidated by her. And I'm a pretty, like, secure girl.
How's
and
Sebastian I'm, looking? Were you a fan of his when... in the 80s?
Yeah. No, he's a really tall dude.
My high school girlfriend had pictures of him all over her.
Oh,
room.
So did I. Yeah, so
my,
did I.
My mother thinks he's the hottest.
Oh, no, so did I.
Bread.
And his hair is the same. And he still is wild. He has the same
frizzier.
Voice.
What's he do now? I heard he's on
he's
fucking...
on Celebrity Fitness, I think. Yeah,
no, he was.
He was with Kevin Federline,
so
but he
skinny.
Does not look. I don't think he was ever fat.
He's so skinny.
No, he's like. He's like a tall guy who has stuff to lose.
No, really? But not now. No. He's so skinny.
Someone told me he does Broadway.
He's so tall.
Does he do Broadway? Or is he still sing? Make me.
You know, I don't know.
He does. He plays in his own band. He's Sebastian Bach band or whatnot.
Al, kind of like.
He tours around, plays in bands.
Say.
He does a lot of VH1 shit and hosts a lot of shows.
Someone told me he was doing Broadway.
Wait,
is that true? Do you know her?
I don't know.
Where's Apple?
She's somewhere.
Wait,
where is she?
She was the place. She should be coming.
What
soon.
Place?
Hers.
And Mohawk is going to give us. He said there's a picture. Bottle.
So Cleveland brought you?
Yeah, maybe.
Of course.
Dude, he's like the big wheel of a big wheel. Who's the three wheel of YouTube?
Well, he lives in the same apartment complex. So he's only when Apple's.
No, but like if you look at three wheel, like me and Apple are going out on a date. Cleveland. Okay, I'll come. He's the big wheel of a big wheel, and you're the two little wheels on the back.
Is he a designated driver?
He's the front of the big wheel. Cleveland's the front of the big wheel.
Yeah.
And like, oh, Al.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. He's the front of the little big wheel, and the two little wheels.
Exactly.
Where'd you guys watch fireworks at tonight?
The greatest place ever.
This is the greatest spot ever, because we could see the fireworks from
the long
Philadelphia, Concord Mall, Wilmington... Longwood Gardens, random people.
But was the Longwood
Downingtown?
Was the Longwood Gardens fireworks that you watched?
Oh, we watched everybody's from like Concord Field to everywhere. We were on top of this big hill that they're building houses, and we had this big dirt pile. Hill.
And it's going to be gone in the next year, so therefore, like that
it can
was
never
like,
be seen.
It was like
that spot again.
That's why I wish you were there, but you were too busy being a fucking Applebee's eating
again.
Goddamn chicken fingers.
We were watching from the window of the Longwood Gardens from Applebee's. It was cool. We thought it was cool.
I squatted.
Well, you should have been where we were.
Did you see any fireworks on the 4th of July, Novak?
Yeah.
What were they? Did your fucking jalapeno poppers explode or some shit?
That's exactly what they were.
What the fuck happened then? At Applebee's. Where do you see fireworks at Applebee's?
We saw the Longwood Gardens ones.
Yeah.
I said, because I was asking the workers, and I'm like, are those Longwood Gardens fireworks? They're like, yeah. So.
Were you in Westchester Applebee's?
The one, Kennett. Over one. Yeah, Kennett, okay. Right there.
Oh, you were.
Because you guys
to
said
us,
you
yeah.
were in Kennett, so we were going
to
check.
Because we were going to be in that.
I thought you guys might have been at that pizza place, so we were going to go to that pizza place, and then we couldn't figure out where
we were.
We
were waiting for you for 6 hours.
I know, I heard that.
We were supposed to do a polo show, and they, we're like, he's like, no, Novak's coming.
What happened? What kind of, the horse polo show?
No, but they had
dude,
a big tailgate.
4th of July, it's kind of like New Year's, like when everybody says, oh, New Year's is going to be the greatest. Yeah. What are you going to do? Yeah. Where are you going to be?
Totally.
What's going to happen?
It
always
like,
sucks. It's another
same
night.
Same thing as New Year's.
Like,
exactly.
It's like every
to
other
a
night.
T.
So, 4th yeah. of July, what happens? I have four parties to go to. I didn't go to any of them.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to FDR as well.
That's the same.
And I was waiting for you because you told me that you'd be there at 3 and then 4 and then 5 and then 6 and then 7 and 8 and then 11 o'clock at night. You finally show up at noon.
It's midnight. It's midnight now. Novak.
It's 12:16. Hey, I'm 12.
So you fucking
five.
Ruined all of our parties. We
I didn't ruin
to...
any parties. You guys could have went to the parties.
We were waiting for you.
I just want to know, yes. Why would you possibly... Seriously, listen.
Yes, I am.
And you look kind of sober, so...
I'm 100% sober.
Why would you go to Baltimore, which you did, shut up...
But say what you're asking. I'm
okay,
we already
why would you
this.
Go to Baltimore to give somebody money of a place that you don't even stay at? If they go, you're going to get evicted, what do you care? You
I care because
2 months.
If I get kicked out of Apple's tonight or tomorrow for Lord...
Are you going to?
No, but I could. Anything could happen. Anything could happen.
You're not... You don't think about the future.
Well, I... Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Kind of what you like about him.
Yeah, because he doesn't think, like...
Well, because today I did think about the future. You're pissed about that?
So how much did you give him?
$400.
$400?
Yeah.
And how much more?
$400.
Well, how much more for pills?
I gave him $400. I didn't get pills.
There's no way you have the motherfucking energy to go to Baltimore to give somebody money and that's it.
Okay, if you're not going to believe you, you're not going to believe it.
I don't believe you.
That's why I went there. To pay for fucking rent.
Just like how you told me you were taking a piss, you were taking a piss, you were taking a piss. Oh, you took a Xanax and you were taking a piss.
And then I'd be high as a kite if I went all the way to Baltimore to get pills.
Remember that, though? Do you remember when you told me you were taking a piss 100 times? And
sure,
then you finally said you were taking the Xanax as you were taking a piss?
Sure.
You don't remember that.
But what is that?
When you say sure, that means you don't remember.
I just don't know.
And it means
point.
You don't care about what I'm saying.
I don't know what point we're getting at with this. You're still high about the Baltimore.
The point is, I saw
rent.
You take a Xanax and you tell me you're taking a piss.
Okay. Then that happened. Well, I don't know when it happened, but I'm sure it has happened because I've taken many. I'm prescribed to them.
Yeah, you're prescribed to them, which you shouldn't be because you're...
I'm not even taking them now.
You have 100 doctors that
are morons.
I'm not
taking them now.
Well, if you're not taking them now, we better watch out for a seizure.
Yeah, but I'm not taking them, so... I wean myself off the right way this time.
Really?
Yeah.
This time.
How's that? How do you wean yourself off?
Because if I would take, like, a bar, then I would take a 3/4, then half, then a quarter, and then...
Then none?
Yeah.
How do you cut 3/4 of a bar off?
You don't know how to.
Well, they're scored.
Thank you.
And you can take as much as you want of a bar of Xanax.
I don't know anything about Xanax, but, like...
It's an anxiety drug, basically. It's a benzo.
So, you went back to L.A. It's finally wrapped up. What did you have to do? Did you get to do shit with your head busted open? What did they have you do?
They did everything except my head getting busted open.
No, I know, but what did you do for the...
The funniest thing is... They made sure that my head wouldn't get hurt the whole time, but so I get hit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I get hit in the stomach with a baseball bat, and
they bring another baseball bat around you.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yeah, they do. Then the dynamite explodes, and then explodes everywhere. Then they throw cupcakes, two of them, big cupcakes made out of cardboard, and one of them lands on my head right on the fucking staple.
It's so funny, they have all these big safety meetings on how you're not going to get hurt, and then what they don't want to happen happens. And
right.
There's like 80 people
but
making sure it doesn't
happen. But they didn't even think about that. They didn't even think about that.
80 people saying, okay, we got to keep away from his head, but they don't think about the most important thing, and then what happens?
Well, as long as he wasn't hit directly in his head, though, like by a punch. And
you haven't been on the radio since your injury.
No, that's why, yeah, have you?
I mean,
you want to talk about it?
You seem to be doing okay.
I don't think you
But not...
Can you?
You probably can't tell. With a head injury, that shit, you can live for fucking 10 more years and still not find out what was wrong with it, you know?
No, I know what was wrong.
Wait, tell us what happened.
I got hit by a bat or a pipe.
And you had a concussion?
Yes, and I was bleeding in the brain for 2 hours.
How many staples did you have?
Apple.
How many staples did you get?
Apple.
How many staples?
Two over 16.
Was it in the back of your head, front, where?
I had 16 staples
16
earlier.
This time?
No, on a Bloodhound Gang thing. And then I got two staples on top of the other two.
And was it in the front or the back of your head?
The back.
Right on the top.
I don't know. Really?
Yeah, right here.
I thought you got hit in the back.
Yeah, I thought you were walking.
Right here.
So what? You were walking away and she just...
She walloped you.
We're arguing about Tammy waiting for a ride. Then I'm across the street with four black dudes smoking. I asked for a lighter from them. They gave me one. And then she's arguing to Tammy, get the fuck off my property, da 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 da.
And you're talking to the four dudes across
the
street.
She's on a sidewalk.
Yeah, the woman.
It's not her property.
I'm
so I'm like, shut the fuck up, you crazy bitch. Just let her be there. She's getting a ride in 2 seconds. And shut the fuck up. If you move to Westchester for peace and quiet, you're a goddamn moron because it's a college town. And there's always going to be drunken frat boys yelling at the top of their lungs. So whether it's my bar or the other 18 bars, you're never going to win.
Yeah.
So... Then I get hit in the head with a baseball bat.
Out of nowhere.
Shoot,
like, you had no idea what was coming.
No.
Where?
At all. It's the same bitch that
but I
walked
knew, in the car
I,
and punched
I knew
in the
that
face.
I got hit in the head with something, like a pipe or a bat.
And what happened?
I fell to the ground in the pool of blood, and she's holding my head. And then Mike Dempsey pulls up in my Lamborghini, because he's the designated driver. And they think, and she calls... She calls the police saying I got hit by a car.
The chick
thinking
hit you.
Thinking I did it.
They think that she hit me with a car. She's like, who else has a blue Lamborghini than Bam?
Lamborghini except for Bam Margera? Come on.
So that was a lie. And then the police come. They're all over the place. Everybody's taking photos of the whole situation. And I'm telling her that she's a crazy bitch for hitting me over the head. And she's going to go down in flames, which she is.
Novak.
Attempted murder, man.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
What charge did she get for that?
Assault
with a deadly weapon and intent to harm. I don't know if she has end or kill, but like, this is me. When he fell to the ground,
it looked like he had one mustache.
Novak, when he fell to the ground, I leaned down to get my phone out of my purse. And that's it, no. I have his hand, and he falls. I thought he was fucking around, thinking like she might have punched him. So I put his head in my lap. You know, a head wound, the blood, like, just... The blood is all over.
I never really seen it.
Well, when you bleed from the head, it gushes.
It shoots out.
And the cops are like, I'm covered with blood, head to toe. And the cops are like... Oh my God, get away from the victim. I'm like, I will not get away from the victim. I'm like, I will not. Get away from the victim. They're like, whose car is that? I was like, it's Bam's car. He was like, were you driving it? I was like, no.
Then I go to Crozier Hospital, which is ghetto
town.
Right next
to PJ?
We didn't know that.
I'll get to that.
Okay.
I didn't get that yet. So I go to Crozier Hospital, and the nurses are like, she came to see me with her friend Michelle. Then my brother came with Scarlett to come and see me. And then my mom and my dad.
Right.
And the nurse by the fifth person is like, oh, the celebrity wants the sixth person to come in. The celebrity.
Oh,
I'm like, I also need a glass of water as well. A glass of water? The celebrity needs a glass of water.
I do.
Wait. I feel dehydrated. I feel like I need a glass of fucking water.
Maybe they're supposed to treat you worse, I guess.
I heard that's like
yeah,
a nice
so like
hospital.
It took 45 minutes to get
now,
one glass of water
the
because the celebrity needed one.
He finally gets to be able to drink instead of IV. So I said, can we have a glass of water 25 minutes later? And Bam goes, I really need water. It's like 40 minutes. I come out. I hear.
I'm not asking for like a cheesesteak from like Gino's.
Gatorade or
wait,
something.
The nurse slams her book and she goes, you know what? She goes, I'm so tired. And I can hear her from the background. And I was like, I said, he's not trying to be a celebrity because he was actually, it was like triple listed or something. So no one would know he was there. His name wasn't ever announced. I was like, he's been asking for water for 45 minutes. That's all he wants. So then I come out for something else. And she's like, she goes, God damn it. She goes, this some guy's trying to be here with his girlfriend. I was like, is that his brother with his little four-year-old daughter? His four-year-old...
Jess Margera's trying to get in with Scarlett Margera.
His four-year-old daughter.
Also, it's like a three-year-old, you know, like
Scarlett.
And they're
complaining about it because he wasn't on the list.
I'm like, that's my brother with his fucking kid. Like,
they wouldn't let Jess in. He's like, fuck that, dude. I'm his fucking brother. That's what he said.
He was like, I'm going up. So this little girl came up, and then finally Bam could eat. So I asked. I said, can you say something? I go, answer me a question. I said, what are you serving for lunch? Because the only way he could ever get out of the hospital was to eat.
Yeah, they do.
So I was like, what are you serving? Because he'll only eat some shit.
Meanwhile, I go to the nurse. I go, and I'm dead serious. I go, look, I'm already planning my escape. And I guarantee you, once I rip these stupid tubes off my body, I will be gone so fast, and I guarantee I could outrun you, and I will.
He did.
So when I'm out the door, I will be gone. So just so you know, that's what I'm planning on doing. She didn't know what to say. And then they go, well, if you attempt that, we're going to taser you. And I go, I'm on Jackass. Taser the fuck out of me. I've been there, done that. Do you think you're threatening me by tasers? Bring it the fuck on.
Nivak, it was so bad.
So what did they do?
They strapped me up so I couldn't move. Oh, my arms, both my feet, they strapped me up. And I'm like, Ape, take a photo of this. Because this is unbelievable. This is what they're doing to me right now.
Sounds like a great way to treat a guy who just got hit in the head with a fucking bat.
Right. I got hit in the head with a bat, and I'm threatening him to leave because they have a neck brace on me that I'm not comfortable with.
All he wanted was a neck all night. All he wanted was a neck brace. You know what? Thank God for whatever the German, I don't even know who she was, the German nurse. We got the ICU. The German nurse goes, do me a favor right now. She goes, tell me why. And the nurse was such a bitch. And the German doctor goes, tell me why he's in here. Told the story. She goes, unlock him. And the nurse is like, he is a threat to himself and to us. And she's like, unlock him right now. She goes, well, maybe I don't remember how to do it. And the nurse goes, and the doctor goes, do it right now. And the nurse was arguing with the doctor. And she goes, are you challenging my authority? The doctor goes, you have 5 minutes to unlock every single arm off of him right now.
And all I say is, I'm like,
just wants a neck brace on.
You have a neck brace on me. I got hit in the head with a bat. My neck doesn't hurt. As a matter of fact, my neck already hurts, and you could hear it.
So I wanted.
And I go like that. With my neck, because it always cracks. Then they go, chain him up, chain him up. And I go, don't chain me up. I crack my neck five times a day.
Chad, 364 cops came in.
I crack my neck five times a day, and then they chain me up, and I'm like, Ape, take a photo of this. This is ridiculous.
That's they change you to a laying down bed. They you chained.
Yeah.
In the back, they had his arm.
And I'm like, what if my nose itches?
His ankles and wrists chained up.
They had all them IVs in you. They put like some kind of medicine.
I had two IVs in me, and I had all these like stickers on me, like
it took him seven hours.
I don't know what they were, but
monitors. It took him seven hours. Yeah. I said, I go, if you put him to sleep, he'll be fine. I go, just and the nurse.
That's
goes,
usually what they do when they put you in them fucking.
Here goes the nurse goes, well, his blood alcohol level. I'm like, just give him morphine, put him to sleep. He'll be good.
Yeah.
Just put him to sleep.
Yeah,
and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
And she was like this. The nurse was like,
They were being bitches, and the nurse they wanted was to like, fucking curse
cause
it.
I'm telling you, I came out, the nurse slammed her book. She was like, I walked out. I go, he's not trying to be a celebrity. I mean, all he wants is water, and all he wants is medicine. I go, if you put
that's
him,
they should
so
been.
They won't give me medicine, they won't give me water.
I mean, put him to sleep.
So I go, you know what? I have a flight to Los Angeles that I'm late for. That I'm going to miss because of you guys, because I'm filming the opening of Jackass, which is a major, major big deal. And they already changed the whole script of the opening of Jackass. I was supposed to get hit in the head by Tony Hawk and Eric Costin, two professional skaters. And I can't even do that now because of this lady. So like,
that's the only reason why they were doing that is because you were you. But when they were straining you and put you in them beds, is because you're losing. Oh, crazy's happening.
If it wasn't Bam,
I had those tubes in my fucking arms, and I was one of the times where I had overdosed. I was just fucking woke up and flipped out when to leave the hospital.
How are you still alive, by the way?
I started ripping the tubes out of my arms.
Well, he didn't do that, though, dude.
But I started to. The same thing he said he was going to do.
I ripped the tubes out of my arms.
The same thing he said he was going to do, I actually did. And what they did was they put the medication in me and then strapped me to that bed where I told him what they should have done with him. Just gave him the medicine.
All they should have done was knocked
him out. That's what I'm saying. They should have put him to sleep.
All they should have done was put him to sleep.
He would have woke up fine.
April begged him. April was like, April said, please just put him to sleep, and
well,
he'll
be fine.
You can't
put somebody who has a concussion to sleep.
Yeah,
I know,
that's true.
The thing. And that was the thing. And April was begging, so I'm like,
why is that?
Yeah, Chad.
Because
you might go into a coma.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I gotta watch your.
I have enough trouble sleeping.
They gotta watch your natural reaction.
Yeah, but April was crying, so they were like, "You have to leave right now." They were so rude to his mom, and I'm like laying.
Didn't they hang up on her?
Oh, the police slammed me in their car. In a fucking, like, plexiglass thing. I called his mom. They said, hang up the fucking phone right now. I said, I will not. And his mom's going, take him to fucking Chester County. I said, April, I said, I don't have any control. I said, talk to the police officer. The police officer goes, you know what, ma'am? The ambulance has control over that, and I don't want to hear anything else. Click. And then I go, just let me make my report. And I go, can you drive me to the hospital? They go, absolutely not. They said, make your report, and you're on your own. And I was like, he didn't do anything. Oh, he didn't call her. He didn't do anything else. I was like, no, he didn't do anything. They wouldn't drive me to the hospital. His mom was there, like, before he even got there.
Then I go to Los Angeles. I come back. Oh, and then I went to the hospital in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you got dizzy out there, right?
Right.
Alex.
So
you ever just started feeling dizzy out of nowhere?
Yeah, I did. So I go to the hospital. Then I come back, and I go to court, and the lady who hit me in the head with the bat is there. And her lawyer goes, last time I checked, don't you get hit in the head for a living?
Hey, this is the best.
And I go,
oh, yeah, it's open to the public.
And I go, yeah, yeah. I go, last time I checked, I do stunts. And sometimes I do stunts where I get hurt and I break my arm or leg or something. But I never signed up to getting hit in the head with a fucking baseball bat or a pipe.
Blindsided.
And they probably pay more.
Not ready for
that bitch
it.
Can afford.
Can we say what she said? I don't know if we can say it on.
Then they go, did you call her a motherfucking bitch, piece of shit, slut? I'm like, you know what? Let's just skip all this because I probably called her every cuss word you could possibly imagine except for the N-word.
But can you say what she said?
And then she's like, no, he called me anywhere. No, I didn't. I was with four black people asking for a lighter. Why would I call her the N-word?
When you're with four black people.
You're the N-word, but you four dudes aren't.
You aren't, but you're the N, but
you're
four,
not,
you're
but she is.
Are you allowed to say what she said after she hit you?
Go ahead and say it.
She said, I'll hit you again, motherfucker, and then...
No, she said, I'll make sure you're dead next
time. Yeah, that's what? Right. No, she said, I'll make sure you're dead, motherfucker. And that's
that.
And listen,
that's why she needs to go to jail.
No, as I'm laying in the street with him bleeding, and they're taking me into the police station to make a fucking report, she still wasn't arrested. And then finally, again, he's yelling. He was like, fuck you, bitch.
Because she made all these lies. She said, I got hit in the head. I got hit by a car. Then that didn't work. Then she said that I got...
Because I hit him by the car, which I didn't.
Then she said that I didn't get hit by anything because I'm not even hurt. And then she said I did hit him because he hit me first.
But in front of police, she
did. I did not hit her first.
But in front of police...
Like, you go around just punching girls in the face.
Never.
Finally, they fucking took me down to... You understand? They would not let me stay with him. Finally, she's still... And Bam starts mouthing off. She's like, I'll hit you again, motherfucker. Next time, make sure you're dead. And in front of... And then the police were like, now you're getting arrested. It was only until she said that the police arrested her. So I'm already in, like, the fucking courtroom.
And I'm in a pool of blood in the ground.
Yeah, he's in pool of blood. I'm in,
basically passed out. And I'm like, you're a crazy fucking bitch, dude.
And she got let go that night.
So she's like, you think I'm a crazy bitch? No, I don't think that. I know you are.
She got let go that night.
Did she have a bail or did they let her out?
Oh, someone paid her bail. Bam's in the hospital still. I'm not even at the hospital yet. He's not even in the hospital yet. She's already out on fucking bail. And the police said, when I'm getting my statement, the police go, you have to quiet down, ma'am, because the woman that we just arrested is right next door. And I was like, I don't give a shit if she's right next door. I was like, she fucking beat like Bam over the head with a fucking baseball bat or whatever.
That's not the first time she assaulted him. I watched her punch him in the face inside the nose.
She's
thrown a chair at Louis. She's punched Tom Martin. Do you have all these people come in to witness for you? I have a bunch of witnesses.
I mean,
CKY was doing sound check and she punched you in the face while we were all sitting there on stage.
Do you have like Louis coming in saying, yeah, she's doing a chair?
Missy said he would, but not Missy. Louis said that if he had to, but he doesn't have to because we have too much testimony.
Okay.
Mike Dempsey actually, we didn't realize the day before, Mike Dempsey, as he was pulling around the corner to get us, He actually saw her running from us with a big something in her hand, and he jumped out. He put the Lamborghini, jumped out of it, and that's when she was like, "Oh, next time, motherfucker, I'll make sure it kills you." That's what happened.
That's crazy. I couldn't believe it because I literally right before you guys, when you guys were headed to the note right where the corner,
we just
you made
left
a right
our
go
friends.
To Barnaby's. I walked past you and talked to you guys at
yes,
the red light.
We just left.
And we were going to get the car, and I'm like, and he's like, "Yeah, meet back at the house."
Yes.
I mean, I saw you 2 minutes before it happened, and then 5 minutes later, I hear that you're almost dead. You're in the hospital.
Yeah.
I called 4 hospitals, and when I found out where, they said you couldn't have anyone come visit you, and then it was insane.
Oh, I love the, oh, my God, you know what? You know what? I'm not trying to take any of this bullshit. Now his brother with his girlfriend. Oh, I'm like, I walk out. I go, that's his brother with his little niece. I was like, we're not trying to be a celebrity thing here. That's his brother and his niece. The only people that come and visit him besides mom and dad. Well, how do we know who his mom and dad are? I go, really? I'm like, can we really just do this right now? And the nurse was slammed her book down. She was like, I'm so tired of Bam Margera being treated like a celebrity. I mean, he's not.
It's 40, not like you asked for
40
like,
minutes of water.
All I wanted was fucking water.
It's not like you walked in like, treat me, like, yeah, I'm Bam,
yeah,
treat me.
No, know what it was? When that German fucking doctor was like, release him, that nurse was like, I will not. And the doctor goes, are you fucking challenging? She's like, are you challenging me? She's like, release him. So here was the best. So now he has to eat to get out. So he goes, babe, all I want to do is eat and get out. So all I said was, what kind of food do you have? She goes, she goes, we have the regular food. I go, what is the regular food? Because Bam eats everything, but I just want to know for the day. I figure like a sandwich. I said, and she goes, I said, well, what if he was a vegetarian? And cause it was a sandwich, but I knew he would eat.
That's
anyway.
Just pressing her buttons.
But I was just like, you know, and she goes, he's going to eat a ham and cheese sandwich and soup, and he's going to eat all of it. And he's not going to be let out of the hospital until he eats all of it. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, you eat the soup out of the sandwich.
There you go.
I was like, you eat the soup out of the sandwich. I was just like.
Is that when they made you leave?
They made me leave.
You didn't get to eat the sandwich?
No, I ate half of it before I left. They made me leave when he was eating because they were like,
sure
we wouldn't watch them.
I wasn't very hungry.
He said, he goes, babe, I'm not hungry, babe. Because he's getting fed with IV. He's like, babe, I'm not hungry. I was like, you just eat that soup. I'm like, I will eat half this fucking sandwich. So I did it, and then he got released.
They do that. Sometimes it's either eat or you have to piss. They won't let you go unless you piss.
You know, they would let him leave, but I got to tell you.
Where's that CD at?
The German nurse of Crozier Hospital is the best. No,
I
the
heard
doctor.
Crozier was good for head problems.
The Crozier doctor of ICU unit is the most amazing doctor ever. I don't know what her name is, but please give a shout out to her because the Crozier, the doctor that gave you, she leaned back down the band. She goes, Bam, do me a favor. She goes, I'm going to unlock you. She goes, but please promise me. He goes, I will promise you whatever you want. She was like, I'll just unlock you as long as take your neck brace off. He goes, done. That nurse, I've never seen someone so pissed off. It was like a murderer sitting there.
So what's this lady going to do now? She's still living there. What about on Band's place? She's just dealing with it now?
People made T-shirts that said, Liz is hood.
But, no way.
Yes. Liz is hood. Yes.
Like
Louis
supporting
has
her, right?
Louis has
Liz
one.
Is hood.
Like supporting her.
Louis
thank
has
you.
One.
Like supporting Liz.
Yes.
Oh,
Liz is hood.
God.
I don't know if we can say the other thing. No,
and what, they're selling those shirts, Liz's hood?
No, you know what? It's too
or
bad.
Who knows? They're just getting around somehow.
No. Sam knows what I'm talking about. We can't.
Sure. Well, either way, you can't go around hitting people with
yeah,
bats.
I mean,
well, here's the thing. Bam, like, really,
she's
seriously,
a murderer,
such a,
man.
A good boy.
She
like,
wanted to murder him.
And, like, he's such a good boy, so he doesn't do that. So, like, for that to happen, like, to anybody. But, like, if it was me, it wouldn't have been so publicized, so it's dumb.
The most the same part. I mean, the whole thing is the same, but the fact that after she did it and his head's gushing blood, for her to say that next time you're gonna die,
he was
I'm
out
kill
for
you.
I thought he was fucking
that's
around. Novak, I put his head in my lap. I was covered. The cop goes, "You're not." The cop goes, "Go wash off." I said, "I didn't fucking wash off. I know my legs are covered blood. I don't care." He goes, "Go wash your face off." I said, "I don't need to." He goes, "You do." Then I thought I probably shouldn't have because I went to the bathroom It looked like I put cover up on my face as blood. This is how bad the blood squirting up off his head. So when the EMT came, and goes, "We have it, we have it." I go, "I don't know where the blood is coming from. We're trying to find it." But the cops were just like, "You're leaving." Hung up on April, and they were. I go, "I'm not leaving." They go, "You have no fucking choice. You're leaving with me right now. I don't care what you want to do. You're leaving with me."
Oh, I found it.
Did you hear the new Eminem yet?
Oh, yeah, of course he did. 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Oh,
it's rad, but
the Rihanna song's even better.
I got it at the same time. I got it from Adam.
No, back. You and Apple is. I love the way you lie.
Here we go.
Where's Apple?
Let's rock and roll.
I love the way you lie.
This is Dead Weather, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Fuck chin.
T-Well. Heavy Metal House. Novak. Chad Eigensburg.
Sick man.
Now.
Oh, we should talk about the Timmy thing that they were doing.
What was going
on? In the bathroom.
What I missed?
No, stop me if I'm being incorrectly wrong. There's a girl here that just had a baby 8 months ago, right?
Okay.
So not only is she here and the father of the baby is here.
Okay.
Now, her tits are like a fucking, like, almost an F. But, like, she was a D beforehand. But she said, oh, my tits hurt. So I said this to me. I had a baby 18 years ago. I said, the milk goes away. If you don't breastfeed, it's it. But I'm like, she comes into the radio room and goes, yeah. She's
right there.
No, I don't care.
I thought that was her.
She goes, oh my gosh. She goes, Timmy and my boyfriend want me to go in and push milk out of my tits. And I was like,
think about it. It's 4th of July and Timmy is wasted.
Now, is this Tim that's here now, Tim?
Yeah. Timmy White.
I got up.
He's been hammered since fucking noon.
That's not unexpected.
But to the
that makes perfect
her
sense.
Boyfriend is here. I go to
Tim
the
doesn't
boyfriend.
Care.
To the boyfriend.
Tim doesn't give a fuck.
I
don't
give a fuck.
Yeah, so here's the boyfriend. I don't give a fuck either. So I finally said, listen to me. I go, you're not doing it. I go, if your tits fucking hurt that bad, go into the bathroom with your girlfriend. She actually played out here for 20 minutes what she was going to do. I was like, dude.
Which?
I was like, either you're going to go into the bathroom or you want them to go into the bathroom with you and fucking see you fucking spray milk. I'm like, nobody.
But she was going to go in the bathroom and spray her tits to get milk out or something?
Because they hurt. That's fine. But her boyfriend was willing to let like 5 people watch. It's not okay. It's not okay.
What do you think, Novus Alex?
Is that okay?
I'm kind of nervous.
Novak, would you say you now will have a baby tomorrow? Would you let a 5 guy watch her?
Not about a baby, but right, and I really loved her.
No, she's not. I don't give a fuck. She is either, but I don't even care. I already told her she's been.
If I really loved her, I wouldn't let her.
No, let me ask a question though. No, I said to him. I said, is this your girlfriend? She goes, yeah. I said, then go into the bathroom with your fucking girlfriend and fucking squeeze your tits out. I go, I'm not in front of your boyfriend's friend. Don't be a fucking, like, whore. Who does that?
I don't know.
This is really my radio show.
Yeah.
Is this what it's come to?
No.
Nobody's in here that does that. So why
people
you
probably
that?
Come to this.
There's nobody in here that's even doing that. Why'd you do that?
God damn it.
I thought she was right there.
No, she wasn't right. She's not right there at all.
Is she there?
No. Me. Not you.
It wasn't
her.
No, not you.
She's in the other room.
So, Bam, how happy are you that Jackass is done filming?
Who cares?
You don't care. Well, you're pretty fed up with it for a while because you couldn't ever have a moment of peace on set.
Well, looks like it's going to be a really cool movie, dude. I saw a little bit of it.
I know. From what I saw, it seemed like it's going to be the funniest one yet. The shit I
especially
saw.
Especially in 3D, dude.
The shit
there's
I saw
no funny movies
hilarious.
In 3D.
Do you remember when Steve-O... chat. Steve-O calls me. I was sipping on some vodka and Gatorade one time in the... And he's talking shit on Andy Bell and Novak. And I'm like, what do you have a problem with Novak on? And he goes, Novak fucking just da da da. I'm like, Steve-O, Novak is gnarlier than you.
This recently?
And I'm like, and he'll do anything, and you have to contemplate skits whether you are able to do them or not because you have to contemplate it. Novak will do anything at any point in time. And I call Novak and I tell him about it on air. And I'm filming it with Rick Kosick.
I didn't know you'd do that. You're
and I call you from... You're not in Baltimore. You're in Westchester. And you're just like, I'll fucking do anything. Fly me out. I'll fucking do it. I don't give a shit. And Steve-O, I'm like, Steve-O, you always complain about, like... I'm like, you're just mad about Novak stealing your thunder. That's all you're mad about.
So what do you have to say about that? Was he like, oh, fuck you?
No, he admitted it. Novak is stealing your thunder and you're mad.
It's not like I wake up every day like, oh, Steve-O's going down today, I'm going to one-up him. You know, it's just if the opportunity presents itself and I'm able to do something that's going to be awesome for film or awesome to help out the whole project that everyone's doing, I'll do it. You know what I mean? It's not like my mission is solely to fucking ruin Steve-O. I don't give a fuck. I hope he does well.
Yeah, but like, if you want to, you could do the same stunts as him, only it's you doing it.
Exactly.
And he gets mad when the movie gets taken over 20 minutes of Novak.
Yeah, not 20 minutes of Steve-O.
Right. It could be 20 minutes of Steve-O, but
it's not.
It's 20 minutes of Novak. Because
he doesn't. I don't know.
No, but it's true.
He's never been rude to me. He's
jealous.
But I just don't want to say true. It because he didn't say it to me. I don't want to. I don't know.
Well, I'm telling you.
I saw him, he looked healthy.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up that he said that.
He looked good when I seen him.
It's pretty fucked up he said that.
He just kind of stays to himself now.
Yeah, he does do that. He stays to himself a lot. So I didn't really know how to take it or talk to him. You know what I mean? Because when I did it, it was just real short, blunt conversations.
Oh, I'm going to play a song.
All right, hey, man. We're done for the day.
All right, let's play the song.
Yeah, man.
This is a good show. We only played one song.
Here we go. Shiny Toy Guns, new album.
Oh, yeah. On Radio Bam 28.
Suck my dick, faggots.
There you go.
that's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.